Johnny, what did you have? What's the weather like?
It's raining. It's cold and it's dark.
It's cold and it's dark. It's frightening.
All right. Arsenal provide more evidence to show they are really quite good. Fulham provide more evidence to show they are really quite bad. And Man United provide more evidence to show that they are only really quite good after they go behind to a team who are really quite bad. And Newcastle win a game. You're listening to In Airplane Repair. You know, Bournemouth are actually quite good.
Yeah, but...
Listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football podcast available on the planet Earth. We got a doozy of a pod this week. Joining me in the studio, it's the Twitter duo from heaven, the only one of us who has coached a team, Jasper Khawaja, and the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper, making up their Twitter handle at Luke and Jasper. Welcome, lads.
Hello. Nice to be here.
How are you?
We're good.
We're good.
I assume we're both good.
Yeah, we are. We are indeed good. What are you saying, Jasper?
We did a little bit of Twitter activity this afternoon, actually.
Oh, yeah. I liked all of your tweets and retweets.
Did you actually?
Ah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
You didn't listen to last week's episode and you're wondering whose voice that is, it would be our expert statistician, Otto underscore Wolf. Good to have you back, Otto. How are things?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad to be back so I can take back my role from Jasper, who tried to, you know, get a promotion last week.
I didn't try. I thought I came up with a few good stats.
He saw an opportunity, he tried to take it, but I'm back to defend my throne.
Now, lads, let's keep it clean. do you have an excuse for your absence last week? Or?
I think I was on a train.
Okay.
I think you're having dinner, mate.
So what? Was I on a train?
No, you're having dinner.
I was at a friend's house having dinner. Sorry, my social life is just too vibrant and exciting.
And that brings me to our foul on the road. at the J Doggy Dog, are you feeling vibrant and exciting?
Yeah, I'm feeling very vibrant and exciting, yeah. Still slightly got a bit of a cough on my hands, but still vibrant.
Oh. Yeah. Despite the cold.
Well, you look great. You look better. Before we talk about a doozy of a couple of days in the Champions League, I think we should discuss a wicked weekend in the Prem. Starting with the game that probably should be discussed, Arsenal 1, Liverpool 1. Jasper?
I thought it was an impressive performance from Arsenal, to be honest. They seemed fairly in control for most of the game. I think Liverpool, like we've said so often this year, they're playing within themselves, but that's because I think they know they'll burn out at the end of the year if they can't manage every game going all out attack. But it's really not very... It's quite boring.
They were like out-pressed, weren't they?
Yeah,
it's weird.
Arsenal were like playing out from the back, beating Liverpool's press, and then pressing Liverpool. It was interesting.
Luke, did they do enough to win Arsenal?
Because it was a draw.
Okay,
not really. Like, even... I mean, even though, they technically didn't. Also, it looked like... They were never really that convincing, like, taking chances and creating chances, despite kind of being dominant throughout most of the pitch. They didn't, and also, like, Liverpool had a goal incorrectly ruled out for offside and stuff, so, like, the game could have gone quite differently. So Arsenal, like, draw probably a bit harsh on them, but if they wanted the win, they could have done a bit more to get it.
One player who... did give his all, I thought, was Torreira. Is that his name?
Yeah. Cracking.
Yeah, in the battle of the central defensive midfielders, he came out on top against Fabinho. Otto, would you say Fabinho is shit?
I would say Fabinho is shit. And also, I would say Terraria is kind of maybe that... this is a thing that happens every season, though, in that Arsenal get a defensive midfielder that's that defensive midfielder they've always needed.
Yeah.
And we've had that countless times, so I'm kind of hesitant to say that this is the time that they've actually got it. But he's been quite good because it means that Xhaka doesn't have as many defensive duties, and you've seen we've seen a big improvement in Xhaka because he can now kind of like splay a few more passes without like when he misplaces one inevitably, it isn't just immediately like a counter attack.
Xhaka's allowed to be shit now. Yeah. They have a good player with him.
Johnny, Luke mentioned obviously the disallowed goal. Do we like? I mean. There was quite a lot of need for VAR this weekend. Like, is it fair to say that, like... I mean, you can't say Liverpool would have won the game if that goal had gone in. I mean, what do you think about that, you know, Johnny?
Well, what do I think would Liverpool have won if they'd got another goal?
I don't know, really. I don't know.
As a fan...
you're going for the Luke's fan.
As a fan, I'm going to go with, yeah. Yeah, I mean, my analysis of the game comes from just watching Match of the Day highlights, as per normal. And, like, there are a lot more chances... Having watched that, there are a lot more chances created by Liverpool, which is interesting. I was surprised from you guys saying Arsenal dominated it. Because, Van Dijk could have got a hat-trick, you know?
Yeah, that would have been a really good goal where he chested it down. Mm. He actually was man of the match, I think, in many people's books. I don't know.
It was pretty good.
I think that's probably from a Liverpool perspective. I'd say Arsenal. I think Torreira was definitely man of the match.
Yeah, that's what the Sky commentator gave.
Sky anti Liverpool.
I think you've got the man of the match from the Liverpool subreddit.
I got my man of the match from
my eyes.
No, I want to say it was like. Oh, no, maybe it was Steve McManaman. let's assess Liverpool and Arsenal now. Like, the table is tight. Arsenal are only, I can't really read, 4 points behind. Liverpool
have a lot of trouble with the table.
Well, it's always too small. Liverpool
is very small.
Liverpool undefeated. Jasper... How far apart are these two teams in terms of, like, how good they are?
It's so hard to say this year. My opinion changes every week on, like... Liverpool, my opinion, is going down and down, but they're still winning.
Mm.
And Arsenal is going up and up, but, like... I mean, they drew with whoever, like, Palace last week, and Palace deserved to win, so... I think it all depends on where your starting point is and how you're looking at things
that way. Of the big six, Liverpool have played the most of the big six. Just going to throw that one in there.
Okay, yeah.
Is the big six, is that including Bournemouth or Man United?
it's actually including Man United, who they have in a couple of weeks, I think. Okay, well, that brings us nicely on to Man United, maybe.
Bournemouth and Man United.
Luke, you pretend to be a Man United fan. It feels like we're repeating the same things over and over again when we discuss Man United.
Yeah, they go behind by being shit. Yeah. And then they show that they've got some decent.
I actually
players.
Think they were a lot worse. In the first.
They were like they're defensively. They like it was like the Bournemouth's goal was like they were like four players who could have put that one in, and they were just conceding like chance after chance. Mm. And then I can't even remember Man U's goals. Was this Pogba gets his... Martial.
Pogba set one up.
Pogba set
the one up. It was Rashford and Martial.
Yeah, Pogba looks kind of good when he goes down the left.
I was going to say, when he gets in like the channels of the box, like along that line, he always like turns players and puts a good ball in.
Mm.
If only there was a position that could just be there.
Did Lukaku play?
No. I want to say. No, he did not. Martial, Sanchez, Mata.
This is bad for you, Joey.
We're having some technical problems on the road.
So what's the situation with Lukaku, Otto_Wolf?
yeah. It's bad. I didn't catch the beginning of the question. I just said the word Lukaku at the end. yeah, it's not good. I feel like he's obviously lacking confidence. And I feel like, basically, Martial is a better striker than Lukaku.
Was that a question or a statement there?
Oh, they can't hear us now.
Ah, good, good, okay. Because I didn't know what I was answering.
We could hear that. We can hear you loud and clear.
Long silence afterwards.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, we asked you a question back in which you didn't answer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what was the secondary question?
It's really complicated because we were just questioning whether you were asking a question.
It wasn't really. It was more a rhetorical, you know, question.
Oh, it was banter.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, boys.
All right, well, Pogba.
I didn't really, yeah.
Pogba was Lukaku, Pogba, Man United.
Yeah, I mean.
You got any stats, Otto?
I have got a stat. Yeah. You want a quick stat?
Is it about the Man United Bournemouth game?
Ah, well, you know, a stat man doesn't reveal all his stats. That quick.
stats into the Google, right?
It is not about the Man United game, it's a different stat.
Fire away.
Alright. Eden Hazard is is the third player to assist a goal in 3 consecutive substitute appearances in the Premier League.
Wow.
That could be a quiz question. Who are the other ones?
Yeah, that's great.
It could be a quiz. Don't worry, my quiz questions are ready.
That sounds like something you might read on, like, Garth Crooks' Team of the Week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anyone have anything actually...
They are playing Juventus tonight, and that's a big test.
That is a big test. And next week they've got Man City.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be a tough time for them. And I just think Mourinho, you know, it's just the classic, isn't it? Because Mourinho, at the end of that game, he doesn't congratulate them for coming back. Obviously it's Bournemouth, but he comes out and he says it should have been 6-2 to Bournemouth.
Did he say that?
You know, like we've talked about this before, but like, that can't feel good. Like, you scored a last minute winner, you're fucking happy as shit, and then Mourinho just shits on your bed.
With Man United, can we just record a segment and just play it every week? Because our comments are always the same.
Yeah. Johnny, can you run a simulation? Just,
which game do you want?
I'm thinking the derby next weekend.
Well, let's get, like, Man United definitely going behind.
Do you want us to do the noise for the simulation?
Oh, yeah. So Man United are definitely going behind.
Okay, still comes through like that after the thing. I see.
Yeah. Just need to get their game plan going. And then I reckon they're going to get trounced. I think they're going to get trounced.
They're going to carry on going behind.
This time, we'll stop being nervous and start playing, but they maybe get one back at the end, but it's going to be 4-1.
It's almost
a prediction.
It's almost as if there are no surprises left anymore in this Premier League.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about the surprise of the weekend. Manchester City 6, Southampton 1.
Is that the surprise of the weekend?
No, it's a surprise. Spurs.
That is not a surprise. I thought Newcastle winning again.
God, how did we miss that? Really went over our heads, didn't it?
Yeah.
So what are we talking about then now?
There isn't really much to say there other than that a team with loads of money and a good name.
You can go. Have you seen all this stuff coming out about FFP and Man City being dodgy and stuff? Because I haven't really read into it.
Infantino signed something, just got them off the hook or something.
I'm not sure. I can't back it up with
anything. Infantino's a weird name.
No, it's... Yeah. But at the same time, like, is anybody actually surprised at all? Like...
No.
I mean, like, the thing is...
Like, oh my God, like, they invested £1 billion in about 8 years and it wasn't completely ethical.
But financial fair play, I think I've said it a while back, is a load of bollocks. Because it just keeps the teams at the top.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, it's...
No one can break through. So I think Bayern Munich's president was having a go at Man City. Yeah. And it's like, literally, FFP has ruined your league to allow you to win it every year.
Why, yeah, so... Also, all the Man City fans hate UEFA. They always boo the anthem.
Do they?
Yeah, they always hate it, because I can't remember exactly why.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Doesn't everyone boo the anthem?
No, sometimes they sing it.
What, they're like, this is the champion. That's a great song.
Yeah, but I feel like in
it's just because they got fined for weird shit, I think. Yeah. I don't think it was that great. I don't think it was that interesting.
Also, that's not, like, just UEFA's song, is it?
That's, yeah, but it's the anthem, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's the champion, like, that's just booing the Champions League. That's pretty dumb.
I don't know.
The best thing is when you see singing along to it. Like, I think Ronaldo sang along to it once.
When you go on the when you go on an article about why do Man City fans boo the Champions League anthem, it's a picture of Man City fans holding a sign saying boo.
Okay, I have a bone to pick with Jasper Kawaja.
Oh, no.
Last week on the pod, I said that West Ham Burnley would be a cracker at the London Stadium. You said, oh, I don't see why that would be a cracker. It turned out to be 4-2 to West Ham. Do you want to say anything about that?
I apologise. That's all I can do. I'm sorry. I will never laugh at you again. That's it.
Joe Hart conceding goals?
Yeah, Joe Hart's still conceding goals. Like, wherever he goes, he concedes goals. I feel a bit sorry. It's like he's become the footballer equivalent of David Moyes.
Johnny, as a fan...
Shit.
Yeah.
Like, watching a great man like Joe Hart, who has obviously recently just had a training pitch named after him... At Man City. What is... Like, how do you think about that as a fan?
As a fan?
Yeah.
as a fan of Joe Hart or just a fan of, like, West Ham?
I assume you're a fan of Joe Hart.
I'm the biggest fan of Joe Hart, yeah. I mean, like, it's just very sad to see, isn't it? It's weird because it's hard to know whether he was always this bad or whether... And, like, because people did... I don't know. Like, because he was surely good when he was for Man City. There was always a bit of surprise when he left. And then now he's conceded like at least 3 or 4 a game. So as a fan, it's sad.
The reason he was dropped by Man City originally wasn't because he was bad. He was a bad keeper. It's because his feet weren't good enough.
Yeah.
You know, like he was like nobody ever doubted his actual like keeping ability. They just doubted his how he organise the defence and whether teams could build from the back with Joe Hart in goal. So it's just like, I think it's just his confidence is shot.
Maybe he's just been working on his footwork for the last few years, but he's playing in shit teams that don't try and play it up from the back. So if it was in Man City, you know, he'd be dancing around the strikers setting up play all day long, but instead he's just got a bit of shit with his hands and he's now conceding loads of goals.
As our psychologist, I would like to agree with Otto's view about confidence and expand on it a little bit. Because what at City, he was a good keeper, but his confidence was on another level. I think everyone said it was incredible. So when he'd make a mistake, he'd bounce back straight away. Whereas now, because he's doubting himself more, obviously you would be, having been dropped from City to West Ham to Burnley, when he makes a mistake, it's sticking with him. And he's making more. Because he was never an incredible keeper. But you know when you see him in the dugout and stuff, and he'd be like shouting stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think like shouting at the ball boy.
Yeah.
Give me the fucking ball!
I think he was so confident in what he did, and now that's gone.
Yeah. So he was just loving life, wasn't he?
So do you think he needs to just start yelling at some more ball boys? And then
did you see that video of him dancing in his pants? No. Remember that?
It's a great. Yeah, he wouldn't dance in his pants now.
He wouldn't.
I think he's just a bit depressed.
Could be.
Diagnosis has taken place.
I mean, Burnley have conceded. I mean, second only to Fulham in goals conceded, and that's.
Imagine having to live in Burnley.
I don't know. I think Burnley. They've got like, it's a football town. You know, it's a small town.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you want to live in Burnley?
Well, they've got like a sense of togetherness. You know, Sean Dyche,
Alistair Campbell. He supports.
It's a market town of 73,000 people.
Yeah. Come on.
It's gone from the dizzy heights of Manchester to London and now Burnley.
Yeah, but they're punching. But like, this is just rude. This is just offensive.
This is rude.
He doesn't live in Burnley.
I'm talking about Joe Hart's mental health.
Yeah, and we think this is rude. This is just offensive material. I mean, this is an uncensored podcast, unfortunately.
This would all be deep down, but we can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, you could tweet us. I mean,
should we start editing?
Yeah, should we? I mean, we should definitely edit a bit of that.
Has it gone too far? Yeah,
exactly. All right, well, so they've conceded goals. Obviously, another team that have conceded goals mentioned, Fulham.
They
lost again to a team that don't normally win, Huddersfield. They're bottom of the table. The manager hasn't been sacked. Otto_Wolf, is he going to be sacked?
Well, I saw an article today. Do you guys know Tito, that like YouTube channel that does all the good football videos?
Maybe.
No, but I wouldn't. If this is where you get like your stats and stuff from, then I wouldn't reveal it to us because you'll be out of a job. So.
I don't get any stats from them. They just do loads of like in-depth videos, and their analysis is that we need stability fast, and that sacking Slav isn't going to do that.
Sam Allardyce.
No,
he's a very stable man.
Sacking Slav isn't going to do that.
Oh,
we should have sacked Slav.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but if you sack him and bring in Sam Allardyce, you know, the unstableness of sacking a manager is going to be surely countered somewhat by just how stable that man Sam Allardyce is.
Exactly.
The thing is, I was always a principled football fan. I was always a big believer in I'd rather lose and play good football than win.
Was.
But when you're losing and you're bottom of the table,
Otto, can I remind you of your comments a few weeks back, which I agree with now, where you said Fulham are going to do badly, then sack him, even though they should keep him, because you'll do better second half of the season. Instead, you'll get Big Sam or Pardew or someone, and it will make you a lot worse, because the team isn't designed.
Yeah, I think we're going to get worse. I think our team isn't set up for, like, a defensive manager.
I think you foresaw this situation quite
it's
well.
It's easy to press the button, but, like, I do feel bad, and I feel like my, not just football, but also my whole life has been quite negatively affected by Fulham's form. And I would love to see a change in it. I'd love to see a change in it. Me more than anyone, but I just don't see if I just don't. And I want to change, but I just don't think Slav's the change that has to happen.
Wow. Your confidence definitely sounds like it's low.
Yeah, so I think what you were saying about Joe Hart, there might be some projection going on. Is what I feel. Jasper, the psychologist's opinion on that?
Yes, you're 100% correct.
Yeah. Sort yourself out, mate.
I think if we beat Liverpool at the weekend, that'd be a good way to really go into the international break on a high.
Is it Anfield?
Doesn't matter, does it?
I mean, to be fair, he's probably right that it doesn't matter.
If Liverpool are going to lose to Red Star Belgrade, then obviously we're going to smash him.
No, you didn't see the intimidating atmosphere in the Red Star Belgrade stadium.
They were chanting, "Yeah, fuck you, Liverpool."
Yeah, they had like, have you seen the tunnel they go through? It's like really long.
That tunnel is mad.
Yeah,
it's so long.
And they held up like shiny things that.
Blinded the Liverpool.
Yeah. No, you know, like in the crowd when it says a message. Yeah, I'm not. We don't have to talk about that game necessarily. You know, there's a lot more Premier League action to this.
Oh, I think we should talk about it.
All right.
No.
Okay.
I just felt bad. I wanted someone else to feel bad.
Just quickly on West Ham. I feel like we didn't give West Ham enough credit for winning against Burnley. West Ham normally collapse if a team scores against them to tie the game.
I think Burnley are pretty bad at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they've conceded many goals.
I think they've had a couple of lucky wins, but they're probably relegation candidates.
Really. Johnny, you're our relegation expert. What do you think about that? About Burnley being potential relegation candidates?
Well, I mean, they really shouldn't be, you know? But they're just shedding goals, aren't they? I mean, like, I feel like he will be able to sort them out and tighten them up a bit. I think they'll be able to survive.
The question is, are there three teams that are worse than them?
Well, there's
five teams at worst.
We've got Fulham at the moment.
We don't need to name them. Just like,
Fulham's like a definite.
We don't need to name them. We've got Fulham.
Fulham
that
Cardiff.
Team that Fulham just lost to as well, that one.
Yeah, HUD. Alright, that brings us on to Newcastle. They are below Burnley in the table, but their morale, I'm sure, will be above Burnley's. Guys, you don't look very interested, I'm just going to say. Both of you just on your phone.
We're looking at the stats from the game.
Oh, okay. So I take it back. I take it back.
Newcastle, Watford.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Okay.
I was right. Just looking for Newcastle. All
right, go on. Let's not do some, like, look, come on. This isn't a podcast.
Sorry, yeah, you at home, tweet us.
Yeah.
Was that a good podcast moment? Oh, I think I rescued it. Newcastle won.
This is a real sign that the Premier League is the best league in the world.
Well, because Newcastle won again.
Newcastle beat Watford.
Also, the 4-2 West Ham Burnley, surely that's another reason.
Mm.
No, I think the Newcastle 1-0 is more intriguing.
Okay. They're both reasons, but...
Sorry, yeah.
So, like, Luke.
Yeah.
Serious question. Oh, does this now mean that Rafa Benitez has officially sorted Newcastle out?
You know, I'm going to say no, because, in fairness, Watford should have scored a lot of goals in that game. Like, mm-hmm. this was a case of, like, if you... I don't know, if you, like... You can't get battered every game, you know? You can't have a season where you, like... It was just, like, Watford had loads of chances and missed them all... And then, yeah, Newcastle got a decent goal, good set piece.
Hung on. Credit where credit's due.
Yeah, well,
Watford have been quite good this season.
Yeah, they have.
Actually, I mean, admittedly, they're
going to win the league.
Yeah, they're still eighth place, you know, only 1 point behind Manchester United. next week, Newcastle have Bournemouth.
Oh.
Now that is what the Premier League is all about.
At St James's Park, the fans will be on a high. Bournemouth will want to atone for their poor second half performance.
If I could go to any game at the weekend, that would be the one.
That would be the one, would it? Not Man City, Man United.
Not the Manchester Derby, no.
Okay. Otto and
I'm
school,
a purist.
Wolverhampton Wanderers 2, Tottenham Hotspur 3.
Oh.
Mad game. Absolutely crazy. Tottenham have been a bit of the... they've had a couple of close results in the last few weeks. But yeah, good game. Just, I guess, kind of Wolves were just unlucky that the game ended so early.
Mm.
They just needed an extra, like, 10, 20 minutes and they would have gotten their the third goal. Tottenham kind of just doing, like, I don't know, Tottenham just aren't that great when the pressure gets on them. They're great when they're playing their game, but then when it turns, they kind of, they don't know how to sort themselves out. They basically, Tottenham just turned into Arsenal.
Yeah. I just don't know how they've done that.
Like, they've just morphed into, like, it's just weird, man.
It is weird.
Well, I think it's a little bit unfair, and this is what Gary Neville's tried to say and he's been picked on. The Spurs have got into the top four. They're doing really well, but you can't just expect to keep improving. Because they don't have the money to compete with the teams above them. They have a lot less. So you
that's
can't
exactly
just,
what Arsenal so, fans said for about 10 years.
I know, but it's but they didn't. They just picked on Wenger. But actually, if you're realistic and look at where they should
say,
be,
like, we're not
they're doing
money.
Well. But no fans are rational.
Mm.
I can understand that, and you want to keep going forwards, but.
You don't think that's quite a rational argument? I mean, like, we're not spending money on
if
players.
If you look at football in general, every year some clubs are going to go up, some are going to go down, really. Yeah. Some will stay the same. You can't, every club can't keep moving forward.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I'm just saying, like, that's a more rational perspective than every fan in the country getting annoyed because their club isn't going up. Some years you just got to take, you're going to go down a little bit.
It is weird.
Stay
I mean,
the same. Enjoy the
Tottenham,
Wembley.
They're still fourth, you know,
they're fucking fourth. Wednesday, fucking 20th or something.
Oh, now we see where this is.
Here we go.
I thought he was talking sense, but it's really just a bit of jealousy about that.
But when people say stuff like that, you know.
Not
everyone can go up. Some seasons Wednesday are just going to end up in 16th.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, and you just got
some teams go down. Some teams go up.
2 years in a row. You know, you can't.
We're being linked with Mick McCarthy, mate. That's how dire
the
situation.
Some teams just going to not every team could not be linked with Mick McCarthy.
Is Luke doing a Scouse accent?
He's in the Gary Neville. Get angry, just get hired. pitch.
So Tottenham, lucky to win. They kind of keep on trundling on and being quite good.
That new guy gave away two penalties.
Yeah. Johnny, speak about it.
Well, I mean, I've given away a lot of penalties in my time.
As a fan,
yeah. Throwing abuse at players, they're like...
going, goalies!
It must be hard for him, because it's his debut and he's given away two penalties.
Is that
could
it?
Be career,
yeah, exactly.
Cutting analysis. Yeah, not a great debut, was it?
He actually played quite well. I think he played quite well.
Poch said he played very well.
Apart from the two penalties he gave away. All right, well,
only 20.
Spurs still winning. Chelsea still winning. Chelsea 3, Palace 1. The renaissance of Alvaro Morata, Luke.
Is it? Is it though?
No.
He really should have scored a third as well. He thought he was Messi and tried to scoop it over the keeper and just realised he wasn't.
That's allowed.
Mid-scoop. Yeah, I guess it is. You are allowed to scoop sometimes.
It's the end of the game. 3-1. Scored two goals on a hat-trick.
Yeah, so you want to get a hat-trick. Confidence high. Should have just taken it around the keeper, put it in. What were his goals like again?
I don't know. I was hoping you were going to say something.
I saw them. I just can't remember them now.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I think Chelsea now are looking slightly more like they're going to be able to challenge City than Liverpool. I don't know.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're looking really good. And, like, especially on how quick Sarri's changed everything around. Mm. Like, they're all playing pretty different. And Liverpool just... I don't know. Sit there.
I mean, I didn't hear that, but...
No, the one thing I will say is that the Europa League tends to kill a team at some point in the season.
Yeah.
The Thursday and then... I don't know, because it is the same gap as like a Wednesday and Saturday. I think a lot of teams that play in the Champions League play on Sunday.
I think it's more like the moral... Not the moral.
Morale.
That's it. It just takes a toll on you playing in the Europa League.
Yeah, and it drags you out to like... Ukraine and stuff.
Yeah, shit.
Even as a fan, you just get tired. You're like, I don't even want to watch.
You have to go to like Greece and like, I don't know, like far. Yeah. It's not just like Spain and Germany and shit. It's like you have to go far. Like,
all the Europa teams, they're not absolute shit, and it's like their cup final if they get like a Chelsea or someone.
Exactly.
So they're all up for it.
Yeah.
And they're all tweaking.
I'm just starting to worry a little bit with Liverpool. Is if they look a little bit. Like out of idea, just a little bit stagnant. Like when Divock Origi came on last night, I just felt a little like I just sunk.
Yeah, I feel there's not the same spark for the front three, especially as last year.
Yeah, maybe they.
I heard their assistant manager has gone, and apparently he was the one who would be. He was big on the whole team press thing the whole game.
Yeah,
would be the one to analyze.
That's good enough.
So, he would like hype everybody.
Because
he's been
with Klopp for years.
I don't know. See, I read that at the time, but I feel like they're like 9 points better off than they were last season. I would trade that for some weird, you know, like press.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if you should take that though, because like all the top teams are doing much better this season, and I think it's actually more a case of the fact that the bottom teams are really shit this season.
No, but if you look at the fixtures they've played though. Like they've done.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, because every, like, Man City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Tottenham, they've all, like, Tottenham have had that, you know, like, you know, as everyone can say, their best ever start to the Premier League, but they're fourth still.
Yeah.
And, like, so I think it's actually more a case of the fact that every team is going to, it's going to be like, if you look at it, it's just points. Each team at the top is doing really well.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's like Spurs would probably be top most seasons.
Yeah, because at the bottom, you've got, like, from a 14th to 20th, no team has more than 8 points.
Mm.
That's really bad.
That is really bad. Anything else to discuss? Everton 3, Brighton and Hove Albion 1, Jasper Khawaja. Finally, we're seeing Richarlison justify his price tag.
Not finally, he started the year really well.
Okay,
he's been great all season.
I'm fine. Yet again, we're seeing Richarlison.
I've said this before. I'm quite a big fan of old Richarlison.
and I think he could go on to big things.
Little Bernard looks quite good on the left as well.
Yeah, I remember playing with him on FIFA for quite a few years, like a little skillful player.
Yeah.
Turns out it was quite an accurate representation of him.
Often is that way, isn't it?
Yeah, excellent game.
is it Bernard or Bernat?
Oh, I think, I don't know, I think it's Bernard, isn't it? He's in Barcelona, I think, wasn't he?
No, I don't think, where was he? He was out in Russia somewhere. Shakhtar?
Maybe.
He's Portuguese, right?
Who knows? Tweet us, where is Bernard
Brazilian.
From?
Where is Bernard Bernat?
Yeah, how is it pronounced?
Just give us more information on the guy.
Yeah, this would be a good time for me to say, if you're enjoying the In Airplane Repair podcast, you can follow us on SoundCloud. We've not got any new followers this week.
Have we
but
not? Did we get our century?
Did we get our century for our
for
sixth,
that one episode
with Pickford?
Yeah.
I'm tempted to say no, we didn't. But we did get a few new fans from Egypt. So if you're out there, Egyptians, as always, let us know if you're real.
Has anyone come there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anyone has got in touch. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not real. I mean, they might listen once, you know, decide it's not for them, but... that's fine. You might not at home, so don't forget to follow us or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts as
I know
well.
I'm not the presenter, but I feel like it's time for a quiz.
I was coming to that.
Alright,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I had that feeling as well, to be honest.
Yeah,
I've literally got the quiz open on my phone.
Oh, wow. Luke, did you feel it?
No, I've never feeling the quiz, though, so that's not... that
alright, well, without further ado, let's play Otto's Quiz Time. Otto's Quiz Time. This is the part of the In Airplane Repair podcast that we hand over to our expert statistician to give us a quiz. You can play along at home. Can you beat Luke Stamper? Get your pens and paper at the ready. Quiz time.
All right. So, this week I actually have like some questions I came up with myself, and they weren't just like stats. So I'm really proud of it. I hope you guys are too. Lots of points up for grab this week.
Oh,
lots of
good.
Points. So basically, this week, all the questions are about players' journeys.
Oh.
And so, like, you basically, they're going to get harder each time. And I'm going to tell you how many teams a player has played for.
Yeah.
And you have to name those teams. And for each team that you get right, you get a point.
There's going to be loads of points for that. That
all
could
right.
completely change the...
It sounds like chaos, but let's roll with it.
Number one, literally.
Yeah, but the reason I'm laughing is because I don't know that many things, so it's more likely that I'll fall further behind.
You lose every round. It's not like this round's going to be any different.
I'm correcting Jasper. Jasper's saying there's so many points, I could do anything, but I'm saying I can't do anything because the reason I'm losing is because I know less than you guys.
Right.
But like Johnny said,
I think it's your attitude. You need to sort your attitude out first.
Yeah, your confidence is low.
I start shouting at some ball boys.
90% of winning the quiz is believing you'll win the quiz.
Alright, let's do it.
Alright, okay, so the first player, this one's easy, it's David Silva, currently playing at Man City. There's only one other team he's ever played for. Oh, and I'm not including loans, by the way, it's only teams I've permanently played for.
Okay.
What is the one team that David Silva played for before he played for Man City?
So you're saying we don't get a point for Man City?
Yeah, I've got it.
No, oh, Jasper's actually got the answer, hasn't he?
I feel like I've heard this at some point.
I'm going to just go on a limb here and say Athletic Bilbao.
You can't just be shouting out your answers, or can you? Is everyone done?
I'm not.
Well, Luke now knows it's not Athletic Bilbao.
I was actually going to take Athletic Bilbao because it sounded like a reasonable thing
instead
to say.
Instead of doing the answers each time, we could go through and then do all the answers at the end, or do you want to do answers as we go?
I think one at a time.
As we go, so...
Do I need an answer?
Put
is everyone
down,
done?
Yeah.
What's the small
Alright, so the correct answer, do you want me to just do a correct answer? Or are you guys
yeah,
want to do your answers?
I want to hear Jasper's answer.
Valencia.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Was it just Jasper, you got that right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
The right, silence.
Next player. Right. Aguero.
Oh, this is such a shit.
So he obviously Man City now. two other teams that he's played for.
Oh, this is dumb.
Can we have, like, the country? No.
No.
I reckon maybe he came from America. I have no idea where he came from. Somewhere in Argentina. Do they even have a league in Argentina? I'm going to go with the team that plays in Buenos
Aires.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. That could...
Buenos Aires FC, is it?
Yeah, well, I'm going for that, yeah.
It's Boca Juniors, the team.
All right, okay. Jasper, do you want to tell everyone the answer?
I know one of them is Atletico Madrid.
Yeah. Anybody else get that?
No.
Yeah, the other one?
There was a guess at River Plate.
No. All right, so you got one for that.
So I'm going to go with Boca Juniors.
No.
Oh, shit!
Luke?
Oh, I can just say something. I don't know any Argentinian team. maybe he went somewhere else though. Maybe he was off in Germany at
I don't know any German teams.
No, there's a team. I know some German teams. I'm trying to pick the right one. Wolfsburg. Was he at Wolfsburg?
Independiente.
Wow,
crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe this is the worst quiz yet.
Are you saying that they're getting harder
How many more?
Oh, they get harder, mate.
How many more have we got to go?
It's so hard.
All right. Antonio Valencia, the Man United right back.
I just don't know
captain.
This is just awful.
Yeah. Three other teams.
Three teams.
All right, so obviously...
Who do they
get? The first one is obviously Colombian team.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get that okay. one. But
yeah, so that's an easy point. So,
yeah.
Huh?
Are we just making up Colombian team names?
I don't even know any places in Colombia.
Well, actually, it might not be Colombia. I'll just look it up. But maybe Maybe just don't worry about that one.
Oh, just worry about the other two.
I've got one.
Especially Venezuelan.
Okay.
Jasper's
going to get one point. It's a Venezuelan publishing company. I don't think that's a football team.
He worked for a publishing company before going into football.
Straight Man United. No, it's Ecuadorian.
Oh, wait. Well, Colombia City FC is off the table.
Canadian United isn't getting any.
Can I just say the one I know out of the three?
Right, two of the teams before Man United.
I really hope he plays for Valencia at some point, because that would just be great.
One of them plays in England, the one I know. Where does the other one play?
No, that's not him.
All right, okay, shall I read out the answers?
Yeah.
All right, so in Spain, he played for...
Sevilla.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
What's Valencia?
And then he went to...
Wigan
Athletic?
Oh no.
I got that.
Jasper got another point.
Jasper, you got that.
Oh.
This is just like, and Jasper a point, man.
Well, like, these aren't like, yeah, okay.
These are really hard.
Maybe I should start introducing Jasper as just the only one of us who knows anything about football.
What was the Ecuadorian team that he played for? I went with Ecua FC.
El Nacional.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Alright. Andre Schürrle.
Alright.
That's actually some points to be had.
Alright, currently playing for Dortmund because I'm not counting loans and he hasn't officially transferred to Fulham.
So
you're not getting a point for Dortmund.
Oh, shit! Okay, so yeah. We've got names from German teams like Hoffenheim, Mainz.
So then there's four teams. Four Dortmunds. Yeah.
This is
four
dumb.
You're right. I know one of them, but...
Maybe I should have done players. I thought like you would know the other players, like their journeys.
Okay.
What I would know was familiar with Valencia.
All four teams that Andre Schürrle has played for.
I don't say all four, but like I thought you'd know that I don't know, like Aguero played at Atletico Madrid.
Just rubbing salt in the wounds. Right, okay. I've got three answers here that I think are solid. I've got
Are we doing four?
Yeah, it's four, but
I just need to remember another German.
I've got place. Hoffenheim.
No.
Mainz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Borussia Mönchengladbach.
No.
I got that
one to go. And I need to quickly think of another German team. Schalke.
No. Sorry, Thomas, Chelsea.
Schalke.
No, Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea FC. Chelsea. Yeah, yeah. I hate Chelsea, so I just filled them out.
Everyone else got Chelsea.
I got Chelsea and
I got Chelsea.
Wolfsburg.
I got Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wolfsburg.
Good stuff, Luke.
Oh, no.
It's overtaking me.
Come on.
Wait. So, Jasper, how many did you get right? It's Mainz, Leverkusen, Chelsea, and Wolfsburg.
I got three.
Oh, Luke, bullshit. I got two.
Mainz was just because you said it. I didn't have any idea. But
I feel like if you pronounce it Mainz, you shouldn't
get
a point.
I got Leipzig and Frankfurt as well.
Leipzig?
I don't think Leipzig even existed.
Leipzig didn't exist when Schalke was playing them.
They did, but when they were in the lower league.
Yeah, they did.
Battering their way through the lower leagues of German football.
Oh, is there another round?
There's one more.
Yes. Five teams. Big point.
I really think this one is a bad idea. This was supposed to be the hard one.
Fair, the last one was a bit easier because it
you'll
was Chelsea.
You'll all get a couple of points for this one.
Alright.
Okay.
But you're not going to get all the others. So, what's a lot... it's a lot harder to name the teams that a manager has managed. Because they obviously manage a lot more.
Okay.
So, Unai Emery.
Fucking
hell. Okay.
Okay, I got one.
There are, before Arsenal, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, God. I reckon you get two.
I got two, yeah, but... Alright, let's do this.
Did he ever go to Japan or something like that?
Japan.
What Japanese teams are you going to name off the top of your head?
That was Arsene Wenger who coached in Japan, Johnny. You're getting your Arsenal managers mixed up.
How are we going down?
Don't forget to tweet us with your score if you're playing along at home. Do you have more than 2 points?
Me, a bunch of smiley sides.
Alright, should we start the countdown?
Yeah, okay. So how many sides do we need? Five.
Six before Arsenal PSG.
Alright, stop writing. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I've only written three teams, but...
Okay, so all of you have got PSG?
Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah.
As Johnny said, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Sevilla?
Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah. Maybe.
No.
Ah, unlucky Johnny.
Wait, just everyone but Johnny?
Yeah.
And then Spartak Moscow?
No.
Nope.
Valencia?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, who got that?
That was me.
Everyone but Thomas.
Shut up.
No way.
How about Athletic Bilbao?
This is a shocker for you, Tommy.
And finally,
Athletic Bilbao.
Lorca Deportivo.
No.
Oh, and one of Almeria.
No.
Oh, God, God, I should never actually make questions myself.
This, can I just say, normally you're really hard on yourself and you say it's a shit quiz.
Yeah.
This week you said it was really good, and I think this has been the worst round. I mean,
really disappointing. I was really happy about this. I thought this was a good, This is a bit of some points were up for grabs, but it wasn't too easy.
To be fair,
I think it was what it challenged me.
Oh, fuck off.
I liked the theme. Actually, I don't think I did like the theme. But...
I only got 2 points. All right, let's.
There was a theme.
Let's have the scores then.
All right, well, it's actually quite difficult for me to work out right now. Because my way of doing this was for some questions I put everyone and then just but Johnny and stuff. So I just
okay. Well, maybe while you're adding
the
up the scores,
tally may have been easier.
We can discuss the rumours of this Super League. Everyone heard about this?
Oh yeah.
11 unrelegatable clubs.
It would be a disaster.
Have you read
or heard or thought of any good reasons for this to exist?
No. No, I haven't.
Can anyone think of one?
It's just for the clubs, isn't it? They can just secure, like...
Yeah, like...
legendary status for the history.
It's just purely in the interest of clubs maintaining their money.
I've got the results from the quiz.
Okay.
This is really shaking things out quite a lot, if I'm honest.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear that.
I think Jasper's gone up further ahead.
Yeah.
Alright, so...
I don't want to hear.
Following on from that round, do you want me to tell you how you did in the round, or should I just tell you your points?
Just points.
Just the... Yeah.
Alright. Johnny is now in last place.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Now see who at home has beaten Johnny then? Yeah.
With 16 points. Luke Stamper, 2 points ahead and with 18 points.
Yes.
Thomas, 21 points.
Oh, still ahead.
Time for you, Thomas.
Storming into the lead on 30 points.
Oh, wow.
It's like the fucking French league.
Yeah. So at home,
playing in the Farmers League.
Did you get more points than Johnny? We seem like we got a bit of a Premier League situation on our hands here, you know? Like, we got Man City and then.
No, the not Premier League.
No?
Man City are 3 points ahead. We're in the French league, mate.
Oh,
Or maybe the Italian league. Oh, there's a bit more competition there.
Mm.
Maybe even the Dutch league. Actually, no. both Ajax and...
perhaps we are the Dutch league.
Otto, do you... We just touched briefly on the Super League situation. Have you heard...
Yeah, I heard you talking about
it. Have you... Can you think of any reason why it's a good idea?
I guess you get to see the best teams play the best teams more.
But you already have the Champions League.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's a good enough reason, but...
Okay.
That's, like, you know, a reason. Mm. I guess the thing is that, like, what they've probably done is they've looked at, like, you know, the TV ratings, and they've been, like, the most watched football match, apart from, like, World Cup, will be when, like, I don't know, Juventus play Barcelona and shit like that.
Mm.
And so, like, why not make more money by doing more of it? But to be honest, I've been having a real long discussion, and I think this is another thing for us to discuss, with my house. There's just too much football now.
Whoa.
No, but there is. 2 games on Tuesday and Wednesday that you have to watch because it's Champions League. And then Arsenal in Europa League, so you kind of end up watching that. And then you're on Friday, and Premier League started, and it goes till Monday.
So is this actually a case that there's too much football on TV?
The football is spread out too much.
Is it? It's on
TV? No, that's what I mean. It takes up too much of my life. And, like, I feel like it's reached the point where I'm now, instead of enjoying all of it more, I just enjoy all of it less.
Hmm. Luke?
I will say there's a lot of football going on, but... Like, there's not any more football, it's just that they've spread out the football more. See, like on Saturday, they have four different games. That is essentially
the same thing.
Well, it is and it isn't. because you can still just not watch all the games, you know, and like Johnny does, and then still give competent and detailed opinions on them, just from a quick highlights on Match of the Day or something. but no, it's like you it gives you the option. I think this is a personal issue that you have that you need to sort out. So that you're just it's an addiction that you have, and you need to seek help.
You need to control yourself.
I mean, football's all I live for, so I'm glad because if there wasn't as much, I'd be more sad.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we have some serious issues on this. It's been a very serious mental health podcast.
Like, I'm really not disputing, like, that we're all massively depressed and we need escapism, but, like, is this the only form of escapism that I'm gonna, like... Sometimes I need to have a problem.
I need, like, some time for other forms of escapism.
I don't know, I think it's great. It's like... I like football a lot.
A beautiful game.
Mm.
I feel like what's happened is that they've increased a few. So they've made it so the that like Champions League is Tuesday and Wednesday, and like ratings haven't dropped. They put like Premier League on a Friday. Ratings haven't dropped, And so now they're just like, they feel like they're untouchable. And they
Saturday night game, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
7:45 on a Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Four games what, you could watch.
I've got to watch football from 12:30 till like 10 o'clock at night.
Well, someone's managed it.
My job. Like, it's like, I don't have time to eat.
A half time, mate.
Yeah. I've got a 15 minute
you
break.
You could just order Domino's for half time.
That's four half times. That's an hour of half times you've got to eat it, mate.
You could probably.
Honestly, if my employer only gave me 15 minute sections over 12, a quarter to 12 hours, I'd be fucking livid. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's too much, mate. I just think it's all too much.
Well, it doesn't stop.
Tweet
next
us,
week.
Is it all too
yeah,
much?
Yeah, you can tweet us. Is Cardiff City, Brighton and Hove Albion just too much for you to handle? What's more, at 5:30, that I mean, not even including the 3 o'clock games, you've got Crystal Palace, Tottenham Hotspur.
See, that could be a cracker. That's I know what he means. Where
exactly
you have to watch that because it just could be great.
Well, exactly.
But it also
so
could
Liverpool,
be really bad.
Liverpool Red Star. I was like, oh, I won't bother watching that. I have a bit of a break, and then Liverpool go 2-0 down, and then you have to watch it.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, I wanted a break, mate. I wanted to.
and then, I mean, next weekend, Liverpool, Fulham, Chelsea, Everton, Arsenal, Wolves, all doozy.
The Sheffield Derby.
And that's, we haven't even mentioned the Sheffield Derby and the Man City, Man United game. Maybe it is all too much. Maybe we should just go and read a good book. I mean, yeah, you've got
the international breaks.
I was just about to say the international
breaks. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Soon enough.
Johnny,
but now you have to watch the international break because they've made it this big tournament. You don't even get a break on the international break.
Johnny,
like three games.
Johnny, do you want to talk about Wayne Rooney? As a fan, what is your perspective on the Wayne Rooney testimonial / friendly?
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. Friendlies are pointless anyway, so why not raise some money for a good cause? You know?
But
Do people have an issue with it?
I've heard that an issue is, like, say you're a manager of a top club and then your star player, let's say Dele Alli or Kane, has to play in a friendly, and then you realise, like, oh, well, we're just hauling this, you know, retired ex-footballer back for this testimonial. Why should I have to put Dele Alli in the England squad if it's just a celebration of a England player who didn't really, you know, perform at the highest level?
Oh, England's highest ever goal
scorer. Yeah, but he is, like, he was our highest scorer throughout probably the worst period of English international football.
I think you probably find some worse periods.
We didn't even get out of the group stages. We didn't even qualify for the Euros.
But that's what I mean. What does deserve?
Is it saying that he's done bad or done well because he is the top goal scorer despite playing through such a bad period?
No. He just scored loads of goals against what was
San
that team
Marino.
We were playing against?
San Marino.
He scored in the actual tournament either, didn't he? He's always qualified.
I think this is a classic example of how stats are irrelevant.
Whoa, goodbye Otto, you are the weakest link.
Really, if he had just scored like one crucial goal at every major tournament, that would have been better than the 50 odd goals.
Instead he got one crucial red card every time.
Exactly. But I don't
know. Then we'd probably find a stat to reflect that though.
So you're saying it's not stats the problem, we just need better stats. We need more stats.
We could probably just get major tournament goals and that would do it.
Maybe the whole thing with the friendly is it's like, actually this is what friendlies need a bit more of, you know?
I just think friendlies are like, I find them so boring anyway. Like, because you're making like 8 subs, killing the game off anyway. So it doesn't really matter if you're
playing. But isn't this the classic game where like, imagine you're like Ruben Loftus-Cheek or Callum Wilson or that guy who plays for Leicester who's good in the midfield.
Jamari Gray.
The young guy. Is he English? Madison?
Madison.
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel, you know?
Young Phil Foden.
Exactly, Luke.
Young Phil Foden.
You've played the game.
Chilwell.
Yeah.
Imagine you're Madison. I'm a bit lost in this whole conversation.
Right, so Wayne Rooney is coming back for, like, it's not a testimonial, but it kind of is a testimonial, and he's, like, raising money for some charity or something.
Uh-huh.
Imagine you're, like, a young player.
Who's playing?
England friendly.
England
against USA.
Against USA.
Imagine you're, like,
yeah.
young Phil Foden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think I might break into the... Phil Foden's not the best example. Someone who's like, Calamus.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
How do you feel seeing Wayne Rooney record to the England squad, thinking, darling, that could be me?
What, and so instead... It's always you, this, you, like, it's not... Just one... It's, yeah, it's not that bad. Okay. I don't think.
So it's
like,
all right.
I feel like you sit... I feel like if you're a young England up-and-coming striker, you got a bit of respect for Wayne Rooney.
Mm.
Probably. Okay. You say that's... Yeah, that's right. There'll be another...
I feel like Joe Hart should have one of these...
Yeah.
Okay. Who else? Crouch?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Definitely Crouch.
Yeah.
Lampard, Gerrard?
No, Stones. I don't want to see Lampard, Gerrard in the English shirt ever again. Heskey.
It could just bring back the 2006 squad. That'd be great.
They could just... Their testimony could just be all of them playing against a bunch of other old people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Beckham, that would raise a lot of money for charity if you got David Beckham back.
You already did one. I think I went to that one. That's good.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fan.
Such a good fan.
You are
a good fan. What a fan indeed. A
good fan. Just...
Until I die.
Are you guys going to watch it?
No.
Otto's wondering whether he's going to miss out.
I do have a good quote from Rooney about how it's going in the MLS, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good quote.
It was really hot, and then it has gone really cold now.
Is that the weather, or just like the quality of play?
The weather.
That's, yeah, I'm guessing about the weather.
You also travelled to the US, Johnny. Can you agree with that?
Yeah, it gets hot and cold there.
Wow.
That's true.
Excellent.
Wow.
Can we do a brief gossip section?
Yeah.
We're really scraping the barrel now.
Trent Alexander-Arnold. Have we all seen his social media?
That Snapchat thing.
Yeah. Okay,
that
so
was bad.
So for Luke, or for those of you who haven't heard about this, one, what are you doing with your life? Why are you not spending more time... Anyway,
I thought that was the start of the tweet, and I was very confused.
I mean, you were talking about Alexander Arnold.
Jasper, paint us a picture.
So my understanding is a woman contacted him on Instagram. Me and Luke are now on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she said to Trent,
Luke and I.
She said to Trent something like, "It's my husband. It's Father's Day or something. My husband's a massive Liverpool fan." And also something to do with being pregnant.
Yeah.
Can you send him
a kid? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you send him a message just about like Happy Father's Day, whatever? I know you exist. Whatever. Trent then replied with "You on Snapchat." So I think she just added him on Snapchat, and from then on, all he was saying was like, he said something really weird, like, "Would your husband be annoyed that I'm talking to you?" And she was like, "Well, no, I'm just asking him about this." And then he just said, like, out of the blue, "Would your husband be annoyed if I fucked you?" Something along those lines.
I've heard that it's just bullshit. Like, people just showing that, like, the A's don't quite match up in terms of the screenshots and, like...
No, I think they do.
Really?
There was something about coming inside you or something as well, I feel.
Yeah, it was like... am I gonna fuck his pregnant girlfriend? And like, do you like come inside you? I'll do it inside you.
Oh man. Alright, well, what do we have to say about that? I mean, that's just...
Well,
if this allegation is correct, we can't condone that.
It's been out for about a week, I think, and he hasn't commented on it, which you'd deny it, wouldn't you? Or if it was false.
Maybe you don't want to fan the flames, you know? The outrage.
Maybe.
To be fair, though, the Twitter mob. His mum. Like, he's a kid.
But did you not read the article? There was a really good article in The Guardian about how he's all the shit he's done for his mum and everything, and like all the jobs he used to have.
I saw an interview with him. He seems like a decent...
I think he's a really hard worker.
He's good at chess.
I think he's a chess champion. I think this is fabricated fake news.
But
the thing is, even if it's not fabricated, are we really going to say we've never done, never gone horny and done something a bit weird?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I've never done that.
Johnny's like, yeah.
No, I meant like, yeah, I'm going to say I've never done that.
Oh, right. Oh,
sure. Yeah, I've never done anything like that. Damn right, that doesn't happen.
I wouldn't have the balls to
Trent last night in the Champions League was really poor, like the worst I've ever seen. Got hooked off at half time. Is all this drama affecting his performance?
Could be.
He's a young guy, you know.
You keep saying that.
Is that...
He's a young sexy guy. I bet he likes my cum inside him.
Well, maybe we should just wrap it up now. I mean, we've been going for a while. I mean,
we want to end on a better note.
You want to end on a better note? All right.
We didn't even talk about any of the matches tonight.
Champions League.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's talk about the Champions League.
As soon as this podcast ends, guess what you got to do? But on CSKA Moscow versus Roma, because it's just dying.
See, but that's the kind of thing
that
where
game you do not you need to watch.
You can miss it.
Yeah, that's the classic example of how your addiction has got out of hand.
But you do have to watch Valencia Young Boys, which is also just dying. Yeah.
No, you don't need to watch it. You just need to see the result of that and be like, alright.
I think I'm just going to stick with just all I'm going to watch is Juventus Man United today.
Yeah, it's quite
I'm only going to watch one game.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
Then City Shakhtar. Ooh.
Just Spurs group, have they done enough to it has to be quite weird for them to get through, doesn't it?
I think basically if they beat Inter and Barca they've got a chance.
No, they only have to beat Inter.
Surely,
they don't go down
there.
To
it's in there,
no, head no. to head.
Oh, to go to head to head.
Well, because they're 3 points behind Inter at the moment, so if they beat Inter.
But then if they lose,
Barcelona. Yeah. Oh shit, because they're going to play. Well, maybe Red Star. Oh no, not Red Star. Whatever.
PSV.
Yeah. Liverpool's group is looking interesting because Napoli and PSG drew. So Napoli are on 6 points, Liverpool are on 6 points, and PSG are on 5 points with Red Star on 4. And Liverpool to play Napoli at home and Paris Saint Germain away. I mean, anything could happen in that group. Red Star Belgrade could still theoretically qualify.
Excellent group.
Yeah, you guys losing to Red Star Belgrade was such a poor decision.
I don't think they decided to.
Fuck, really dropped the ball on that one.
We'll see how that one works out, I think.
Yeah. I don't. Because
maybe I shouldn't judge, but I'm not a manager.
I mean, they could go to PSG and get a result. I think Liverpool.
PSG look pretty naff.
I mean, Napoli did them nearly, didn't they?
I think it'd be fun. You know, it's brought some excitement.
Oh yeah,
it's all going to go down to the last game.
That is exciting.
It's created more football that you have to watch.
I really hope Red Star could still do it.
Well, European champions, you know, back where they belong. 1991.
That's what we like to see.
Yeah, exactly.
You really did some research after losing that game.
I researched. I don't. Where's I don't know what to say.
Worst? Do you get Europa and you win Europa?
What? No, that is. I don't know. Is that worst comes
to worst? No, worst comes to worst, you finish last in the group.
Worst comes
second
to worst.
Second worst, you go into
actually,
Europa and you lose in the Europa.
I think that's worse.
No, the worst thing to do is to go to the Europa, get all the way to the final, then lose.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst.
Yeah, because it would kill your Premier League hopes as well.
Yeah, exactly.
3-0 to Sevilla.
Yeah, it wasn't 3-0. It was 3-1.
Oh, was it not?
3-1. Sturridge scored a worldie. And then,
there's no point Liverpool getting to finals because Klopp's never won a final.
Right? Well, fuck you. But that is true. I can't argue with cold hard facts.
Can you?
Can you?
Alternative facts.
You can tweet us. Alright, well, I don't even have like a witty quote to end on this week.
Yeah,
I
quickly search
haven't
up.
Done my.
Oh,
my
Michael Owen quote.
Oh, yeah, let's end with a Michael Owen quote.
Yeah, we got loads of them.
Troy Deeney quotes out now. Then they're a thing of a few weeks.
Troy Deeney's been a bit quiet.
Yeah, definitely
quiet. All right. Well, let's. You've been listening to the Inner Pen Repair podcast. I hope you've had a fun time. I have. Jasper has. Otto hasn't. Let's say thank you and goodbye to our expert coaching / playing duo. Follow them on Twitter at Luke and Jasper. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you
and goodbye.
Wow.
God,
wow. That was,
they finally got it.
They got it. Let's say a thank you to Otto_Wolf for his wonderful quiz.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah. I kind of enjoy the quiz.
Just go and watch some football. And, like football. And of course, and of course, let's say a fond farewell to at the J Doggy Dog.
Farewell.
Farewell. To there's so many Michael Owen quotes that I could just read a few.
You want
out.
Me to read one out? No, you got them.
Yes, I'm just going to read a few out. So there's just time for me to leave you with this from Michael Owen. It's a good run, but it's a poor run, if you know what I mean. football is.
I mean, leave it at that.
Football.
You just a different one each week.
So many good ones.
Good one.
like
good
footballers
one.
These days often have to use their feet. they're outswarming them. That's good.
When the ball is that still, it's still wobbling in the air.
he's elbowed him in the head, but there's nothing in it for me. Oh, he's
I don't know how many, I can tell you the next quote that's coming up. There's so much. I've heard these quotes so many times. Is the next one about the keeper?
It's actually about Toby Alderweireld. Played really well last year for Tottenham. Let's hope he can transfer that form to Spurs.
Oh,
I can't, because I can't see through the tears in my eyes. All right, let's end. Thank you and goodbye.